Federal court documents released Friday as part of the second John Doe probe in Milwaukee show Walker's campaign team noting that the governor wanted donors to invest in the Wisconsin Club for Growth. The notes came during the 2011 state Senate recall elections, targeting Republicans who had supported Walker attacks on public employee unions. The documents show GTAC, the mining company that wants to dig a huge iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin, dumped $700,000 into Club for Growth. State lawmakers later passed the mining legislation the company wanted, and the DNR has been monitoring the early stages of GTAC's mining plan. Governor Walker said Saturday the big money won't make it harder for the DNR to do an impartial job.
No, I think it's going to ultimately they're going to have to work with the federal government, the EPA, and the Army Corps of Engineers on that. So from that standpoint, I mean, the bottom line is we said we want a process for safe and environmentally sound mining. We changed that process so we could have that.
But news of the size of GTAC's political donation disappoints some northern Wisconsin residents who'd live near the iron ore mine, including Iron County resident Bobby Rongstad. She says she's met some good frontline people at the DNR.
But if their boss, Kathy Stepp, is being told what to do by Governor Walker, then how can we trust that those people in the DNR will be able to make the right decision?
Democratic candidate for Governor Mary Burke says if Scott Walker's steering donations to Wisconsin Club for Growth isn't illegal, it should be. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.